agree, I think we should make a start. It's just about 2:30 and we have a quorum. You may wonder why I'm sitting here. Well, I promise you I'm not going to sit here very long. I hope I'm not going to sit here very long, because obviously we need to spread the load, if I may put it that way, and we need to use the skills and the expertise that's around this table in terms of leading the way forward. Just a couple of comments. One, I know there are views still about structure, and I know there are views that believe that we should also augment what we have already with panels, design panels, so we bring some uniformity to design across the portfolio, if you like. Management also, that we bring some uniformity to management models across the portfolio. This is something that I agree we should look at, and hopefully we can look at it over time. But the reason that we've set up the task force is, as a matter of some urgency, if you like, is that we need to take charge of what's happening on the waterfront. There's an awful lot happening, and as we'll hear this afternoon, Kaitak is in itself one big challenge. So let's, if we can, discuss structure outside this particular room, outside this meeting, and not get diverted, if I may suggest it, by structure. But I'm open-minded. And certainly in terms of the way forward, we need to have a structure and an organisation that works. But I think for today, let's focus on the work at Kaitak. And just secondly, I see the work of the task forces as very important. At commission level, if you like, we can talk about initiatives, big picture issues, our vision for the future, the holistic plan for the waterfront. But we need to get down, if you like, to working level, and I see task forces actually doing that, if you like, in terms of coordinating and driving the various initiatives and taking charge of various initiatives around the waterfront. So the real work, I think, is going to be done at task force level, and I thank you all for volunteering. You may not have realised what you volunteered for, but I do thank you, and it is going to involve a lot of work. We are going to be meeting, I think, regularly. I think task force might even be meeting once every 6 weeks. It depends, obviously, on the items and the workload, but it is going to involve a major thrust. That is why, I mean, one or two of you actually volunteered for 3 task forces, and much as we appreciate the gesture, I mean, I think reality is that by the time you've done commission and 3 task forces, you'd be at 4 or 5, not 6 meetings a month. So I think we have to be practical. And what I've suggested to those who've volunteered for 3 is, in fact, that they do 2 and that they allow their alternate to focus on the 3rd task force. So with that backlog, if I may, could we just move into the agenda? The first thing to do is to elect a chairman for the task force. I don't think it's appropriate for me to chair this particular task force. I think we should be using, as I say, skills and expertise from elsewhere around the room, and I wonder if I could have a proposal for the chair of this task force. Peter? Thank you very much. And do I have a seconder? Thank you very much. Do I take it we have agreement? I think that's an excellent suggestion, but is there anyone else who fancies volunteering? All right. Can I take it that that's unanimous? Thank you very much. Vincent, where are you? Might come and sit here. Don't hide under the table. Come and sit here, please. Thank you. Hold on.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your support. And I commit that I will serve you well by controlling the timing of the meeting. Unlikely, right?